This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I am honored to be the one to welcome you all to this celebration of the 40-year partnership built by M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills. They first teamed up in 1985, and now 40 years later, this has become one of the longest-running brand partnerships in all of professional football. However, that's not surprising to me. This is a city where family, loyalty, and football truly matter. Here's what you guys can expect for today. I'm going to start with acknowledging some special guests. Then we'll have a fireside chat featuring two outstanding Buffalo business leaders, M&T Bank Western New York Regional President Eric Feldstein and Buffalo Bills Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Pete Guelli. Then we'll have a panel featuring two Buffalo Bills legends, Thurman Thomas and Fred Jackson. First, let's recognize some special guests today. Buffalo Mayor Christopher Scanlon. Members of M&T Bank's executive leadership team. Members of the Buffalo Bills executive leadership team. M&T has thousands of community partners and nonprofits, and 40 of them are here in attendance today. We also have some exceptional groups with us. M&T Bank employees with the highest total of volunteer hours in 2025. Leaders of M&T Bank's employee groups in Western New York Community Impact Week. Thank you for going above and beyond for our community. And since we're celebrating 40 years of this partnership today, we want to recognize employees of M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills guest experience staff who have been with both organizations for over 40 years. All right, what an amazing group of people that's got us all fired up here. I'd like to welcome to the stage some very special guests for our fireside chat, Pete Guelli and Eric Feldstein. Eric Feldstein is M&T Bank's head of business banking and the regional president for West New York. A strong leader with over 30 years of experience, Eric is deeply committed to making a difference for M&T's nearly 8,000 local employees and for everyone who lives in West New York. The business banking division that Eric oversees serves over 300,000 small and mid-sized companies across the eastern United States. Pete Guelli, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Buffalo Bills. Pete oversees all operations for the team while contributing to the organization's efforts to foster a championship-caliber culture that breeds success. Through collaboration with regional and national partners, Pete has helped the Bills strengthen our city, build a thriving fan community, and deliver on the team's commitment to our hometown. Gentlemen, welcome. All right, we're going to start with a question for both panelists. Sure. I first want to congratulate you on your organizations on this amazing milestone. You've been able to accomplish so much over the last four decades. What does it mean to you guys to reach this 40th anniversary? Eric, why don't you get us started?
Yeah, sure. First of all, you know, on behalf of the 8,000 M&T Bay employees that call Western New York home and thousands of raving Buffalo Bills fans across the M&T Bank footprint, I want to welcome the M&T Bank family, the Buffalo Bills family, and all our amazing community leaders that do so much to uplift the Buffalo community that we love so much. Before I answer the question, if I could pivot for a second, I hear this is a very, very strong Buffalo Mafia, Bills Mafia family here. So maybe can we just do a little bit of warm up here. Many of you know that there is lots of Marv Levy inspirational speeches, and for many of the Bills legends here have had the opportunity to go on stage. So I've always had this fantasy of getting in front of a crowd and getting them all fired up. So can you help me out here? Yeah. All right. All right, so let's go. Where would you rather be than?
Right here, right now.
All right, love it, love it. So, I'll go back to your.
Well, we usually have the legend of the game do that. You're the legend of the day here.
All right, so, I guess
that's fitting.
For about 5 minutes. But, anyways, you know, I mean, as I had a chance to reflect back on partnerships, and there's been some longstanding partnerships with the NFL. Wilson, since 1941, right, makes sense, you know, with all the, the athletes' gear, et cetera. You fast forward to 1983, Gatorade makes sense. Hydration and really helping support all of our NFL athletes. And then just a couple of years later, M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills, right? 40 years. And one may ask the question, you know, why is it that a financial institution and an NFL team would be together, one of the longest standing running relationships? And I would just tell you at the end of the day, it's all about community. M&T Bank, you know, which was formed in 1856, just two blocks away at 2 East Swan Street, we really look for long-standing relationships. That could be with our clients, it could be with 40 of our amazing community partners here, and then it also can be, you know, with organizations that have an approach that aligns with us. Our approach is to make a difference in the communities we live and work in, and I couldn't think of a better partnership than with Pete and the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, and you've certainly made a difference. M&T Bank has made a difference. Pete, on behalf of the Bills, what does reaching this 40th anniversary mean?
Well, first of all, I don't share the same fantasy, Eric. A quiet night at home is my fantasy at this point in time. But, you know, I was with the Bills, started my career here, spent 11 years here. Went on to work in Charlotte and then New York, and was fortunate enough to come back. And I came back because it just means more in Buffalo. And the relationships and what we're building is incredibly personal. And I think M&T fits squarely into that category. You know, I was here, started my career. Thurman was here. When I ended my career, Fred was here. So I was here for part of that 17-year playoff drought. But, you know, the company that was here for the entire 17-year drought was M&T. Mm. And they withstood that time. They understood the value of the brand. They understood what Buffalo meant to the community. And then you come back and these relationships are still here and they've evolved and they're even better. And we're embarking on this new chapter now. It just makes it incredibly meaningful for me and for the entire organization.
Yeah, we're here to celebrate today I had 9 years of that playoff drought. We don't have to talk about that.
It's over,
too much
Eric,
longer.
It's over. It's done.
Me and Freddie had a lot of experiences there. All right, Eric, this one's for you. Over the last few years, M&T has adopted the phrase, football brings us together. It's simple, it resonates with people, and in a way, it captures what this partnership is all about. Tell us more about it and what it means to you.
Yeah, I think for many of us in the audience and around the country, you know, from our own families, I remember my father, you know, telling stories about the rock pile, you know, showing up, you know, every Sunday afternoon and just being there to support the Bills throughout their journey. And for all of us, it means something different, but something special. You know, showing up is one community, not just in Western New York, but the Bills Mafia throughout the country, really there being there to support one another. When I think about community and I think about the partnership, you know, that we've had historically with the Bills, it's been extraordinary. And I think about you, Eric, and Thurman, and Fred, you know, all the community activities that you have done in partnership with M&T Bank, whether that being visiting a local children's school, to being there on a playoff rally, to being there as well, you know, at a family night, you know, celebrating our clients and community leaders. Just a couple examples I wanted to share that really, I think, resonate with me, and there's so many that the Bills and M&T have done over the years. One of them is the Honor Flight, where the Bills Foundation and M&T Bank honor our veterans and, you know, take them on a flight, you know, and having them visiting D.C. Just really, really personal, I think, to me and to member of the Bills, M&T, and the Western New York family. The second is Touchdown for Teachers. So now for 17 years running, right, we have honored over 50 teachers with prizes of over $55,000. And I've been blessed, you know, the past couple of years to be there, whether that be, you know, with Shakir this past year in Maryville, or the year before, where we had just an amazing, you know, celebration. And to watch the students and the teachers' face and you know, having them, you know, saying, thank you for all you do. It's really, really, I think, personal to me and to all of us there. Being the son of a retired school teacher, to watch, you know, those teachers, you know, feeling special and feeling thanked, really, really special. And that's what the Bills and the M&T partnership, and when I think about community and the longstanding 40-year relationship we have, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and it's an honor for us to have participated in some of those events over the years. It's always extremely special. Pete, a 40-year partnership is impressive. In fact, there are some of us in this room, myself included, who have never seen a day when M&T Bank and the Bills weren't partnered up. All kidding aside, you've accomplished so much together. Can you tell us why this partnership is so important to the Bills organization?
Yeah, I think it comes back to Buffalo. You know, everything we do is about Buffalo first. We've been incredibly fortunate. This brand has been elevated to the point where it's a national brand. And, you know, I would say it in this room, but we're, you know, America's team now for a lot of reasons. But yep, we're never going to forget.
Woo-hoo!
It's funny, we were having this conversation earlier. I'll walk into a lot of meetings and, you know, you'll be with CEOs of companies and a lot of times they'll say, hey, well, you're the 53rd market in the country. And my first response is, look, we're not 53rd in anything except for population. Mm. Like Buffalo punches way above its weight. And obviously we try to get out front and be the leaders in that regard. But when you find partners like M&T that have the same core beliefs that we have, that understand that it starts with Buffalo. Yeah, we want to be big. We want to be part of the NFL. You know, we strive to big things as being part of the league. But it has to be grounded in what's happening in Buffalo. And it's such a provincial market, you have to align with people that share your same beliefs in this marketplace, and M&T does that.
Yeah, absolutely. As we reflect on the last four decades for both of you guys, let's take a moment to look ahead. What are you looking forward to most for this upcoming season? Eric, you can get us started.
Yeah, I guess, you know, for me personally, you know, reflecting back on all the amazing memories that, you know, this current stadium has brought us. And as we move and say thanks, you know, to the current stadium and the new stadium, you know, walking into that new stadium with a Super Bowl victory, that would be a wonderful, wonderful. I guess the second to that is, and it just goes back, you know, the connectivity between the Buffalo Bills, M&T Bank, and all the community partners that we have here, it is best in class, and I am so excited about the journey ahead and see what we can collectively do to uplift the Western New York community.
Pete, what are you looking forward to most about this upcoming season?
You know, this again, the brand is so important to the region. You have this obligation just to do things right. And if you're not prepared to do that, you're probably in the wrong business. Well, we're closing down Highmark Stadium, and there's so many amazing memories in there. We want to make sure we're commemorating them in a really special way. So I'm looking forward to, no plans to disclose right now, but really looking forward to that last season in the new building. And obviously, we've got this incredible, the largest construction project in the history of Buffalo going up across the street, and making sure we're prepared to enter that and create this kind of next generation of Bills football. So there's no lack of things to look forward to, but those are the two things that are highest on my list.
You're right. Last one, Pete, quickly. I know everybody wants to know, how's the progress on the stadium going?
Well, I can tell you for sure it's on time. Okay. Everybody can calm down. The building will be open. We'll be playing football in there next year. It's going great. It's going fantastic. Everything's going well from, you know, making sure our season ticket holders are getting opportunity to be part of the new building. The construction is going extremely well. Can't be more excited to open up that building.
Love to hear it. Thank you both. I'd like to direct your attention to the video screen to celebrate this incredible 40-year partnership.
What makes a great partnership? Teammates need to be in sync, believing and trusting in one another.
Couldn't ask for a better opportunity, man. Play for each other.
From the moment the center snaps the ball to the moment Josh Allen takes it in for the touchdown, it all comes back to believing together. That's the foundation of success.
Great job, everyone.
But underneath all of that is something bigger. We're rooted in shared values and a common goal.
The new stadium project is a generational investment that is really proof of what we all know. You can win in Western New York, and this is a region with an incredibly bright future.
When you build a relationship that will last a lifetime, it's so much bigger than football. And it all started right here in Buffalo.
You were selected as the touchdown for teachers winner.
Whether it's a shared love for Bills Mafia.
I like the Bills.
I love the Bills too.
Or a deep dedication to the Western New York community. We show up together. Over the last 40 years, we've seen some great partnerships here in Buffalo. Marv Levy and Jim Kelly, Josh Allen and Sean McDermott. And we created memories that will last a lifetime.
Terry and Kim and the entire Pegula family, thanks for being such great partners. And thanks for showing up and for tirelessly working to make a difference in Western New York.
So as we remember our past and embrace the building of our future, we're proud to continue believing in Buffalo together.
What an inspiring video. So 40 years together isn't long enough. Today, we are thrilled to announce that M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills are renewing our partnership with a multi-year, long-term extension, and we will be a founding partner of the new Highmark Stadium. With the strength of our shared values and through this continued collaboration, we will expand our impactful work together in the community, joining forces to further support education in Western New York. On behalf of the entire M&T Bank family, we are proud to be the official bank of the Buffalo Bills.
The Bills make me wanna shout. Kick your heels up and shout. Throw your hands up and shout. Throw your head back and shout. Come on now, the Bills are making it happen now. Stand up now, come on and shout. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Say you will.
Shout it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on, come on.
Say you will.
Come on and shout.
Say you will.
Yeah.
Shout.
Buffalo's happening now.
Shout.
Spirit,
shout.
A lot of spirit, yeah.
Shout.
We got the spirit.
Congratulations to M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills on your partnership extension, the official bank of the Buffalo Bills. It's an honor to celebrate with you.
Great. Thank you.
I'm not sure how we top that moment, but I know two guys who can help. Buffalo Bills legends Thurman Thomas and Fred Jackson. Thurman Thomas is the legendary Buffalo Bills running back who helped drive the team's success in the 1990s. He was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2007 and the College Football Hall of Fame in 2008. Thurman remains an integral part of the Western New York community, making an impact through the Thurman Thomas Family Foundation and the 34 Group, the construction management firm he founded with his lovely wife, Patty. Fred Jackson is another legendary Buffalo Bills running back. He spent 9 productive seasons with the team. A committed member of the community, Fred was named the Walter Payton Man of the Year in 2014, and he followed up in 2015 when he received a national award from the Jefferson Awards Foundation recognizing outstanding public service. He built a reputation for always giving back. Gentlemen, welcome. All right, we'll start off for both of you guys. M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills have been partners for 4 decades, and today we're celebrating everything they've accomplished together. Both of you have worked with M&T during your playing days and as an alumni. Any fun memories that stand out to you guys from times you've teamed up with M&T? Thurman, why don't you get us started?
Well, you know, for 40 years, you guys have been with the Buffalo Bills. Back in 1985, you came into the Bills' life also with another living legend, too, Bruce Smith, back in 1985. He was the first. I just wanted to throw that out there. You know, I know it's 40 years to celebrate together, but that was a big moment in Bills' history by getting Bruce Smith. You know, I really can't. I've been to so many. All of them have been great. All of them have been great, and we've always associated ourselves with M&T Bank, wherever they may be. At any special time, anytime I got a call from the Bills, say, hey, they want you over here, they really want you back, I'm always there. You know, I've been around here for 29 of my 59 years, and M&T has been great for my family. It's been great for the community. So I would just say, you know, every time that I'm associated with it, I have a great time because they know how to do things right, and that's what we're all about.
Fred, any memories stick out to you?
Oh, man, I think I'm going to piggyback off what Thurman said. They're just all so awesome to be a part of. And just listening to, you know, Eric and Pete up here talking about, you know, some of the things. When Eric talked about the honor flight, that one to me was one of the most, you know, precious memories that I can have is just being able to go do something like that. And one of the things that always sticks out with me is I was out there with Manny Lawson. And we were out with a young lady who absolutely fell in love with him. And that was one of my favorite things. I mean, Manny, we know he's 6'5", 6'6", you know, 280 pounds. And this young lady happened to also be a very tall woman. So when Manny walked in, she fell in love with him. And I said, M&T, you guys just made a new matching match. You know, that was one of the ones that definitely stuck out to me.
Me personally, I've really been enjoying the playoff rallies lately, going to the schools, getting everybody excited. Yeah. That week of the playoffs starting, that's always extremely special to be a part of and honored when I get the chance to do it. Thurman, to be successful, it's all about preparation. I'd love to hear about your game day rituals, any pregame superstitions or funny ones that your teammates had?
Well, I came into the league in 1988, and the Bills traded for a guy named Leonard Smith. And so we're playing in Houston. My first preseason game, my first time ever putting on a uniform where it actually, like, meant something, right? going into a and it's in Houston, my hometown. And so Leonard is my roommate, and he's from Louisiana. If anybody know anything about Louisiana, you probably know where I'm going with the story. So Leonard comes in, and he's my roommate and whatever. And so he goes down to breakfast early in the morning, about 7 o'clock. I say, I'll be down in about 10 minutes or whatever. So I go down, and Leonard Smith is over at the table, and he has this, it's like a, I don't know, like a little pouch. So he opens the pouch, and like little bones started coming out, right? And I'm like, oh, hey, how you doing, Leonard? Didn't say anything. And so he went on with his deal, and we didn't say two words to each other for about 30 minutes. So, and ever since that day, you know, he was my roommate. He's one of my best friends now, but that ritual of sitting at the table with him for the next 4 years, every morning at breakfast, that became my thing. And I think it helped. I don't know what he was doing or what kind of spell he put on me or the team, but whatever it was, it worked tremendously. He was a beast. I love him to death. Yeah.
That's funny. That's good stuff. HBO, for both you guys, HBO recently announced that Hard Knocks will feature the Buffalo Bills in 2025 training camp. There's probably mixed feelings about that within the organization. I know personally, from a fan's perspective, it's going to be awesome to see a little bit behind the curtain. But what would the cameras have captured in the locker room in your guys' playing days? Fred, why don't you get us started off?
Oh, man. Like, why'd you pick me for this question?
We had a lot of good times in the locker room.
We had way too many good times. I'll say this. I think there's a lot of antics. You know, the old saying, boys will be boys, yes. That doesn't change when boys turn to men. We are still, you know, playing tricks on each other. I think that's one of the things that they'll see. Especially with a market like Buffalo, these guys, you know, are spending every moment together, and it's just constantly trying to outdo each other with the pranks and stuff like that. You know, Eric and I, we had our little battles. We'll keep those between Eric and I, but I think that's one of the things they'll see, and they'll see how, you know, close that the team is, you know, and things like that. I think that's one of the things I'm looking forward to, seeing who's pitted against who in these little prank wars and things like that. I think that's what everybody will get a close-up encounter and what I'm looking forward to seeing as well.
I'll admit, and not just pound for pound, Fred was the best wrestler in the locker room. So just throwing that out there, I will admit it. Thurman, what would they have seen?
I don't even know where to start. I mean, Pete can probably get up here and tell some stories too. But, yeah, it was, I tell you, if Hard Knocks would have been back when we played, we probably never would have seen Four Falls of Buffalo. I can tell you that, right? Because the Hard Knocks back then with Jim and Daryl and myself and Andre and Cornelius, it was comedy and whatever 24/7. 24/7. But I tell you what, I wouldn't go to a battle with anybody else but the guys that I had in that locker room. We had fun. If having fun is like the way we had fun in the NFL, then I wish I could go back and do it one more time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was that much fun. It's like these guys, we love each other so much. You know, we're the older guys now, but, you know, we care about the younger guys. We care about the guys that came before us. You know, we more importantly want this town to win. So, I mean, we haven't been there in I don't know how long. And one of the things I keep telling Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean is that, you know what, you guys are missing? You've had outstanding seasons throughout. You're missing that number one seed. You're missing the number one seed. You don't know what it's like to win that game, which could be in the last stadium, to go to the Super Bowl, win that, and then open a new stadium with the Lombardi Trophy. I mean, it's all... It is a perfect storm getting ready to happen, I think, here in Buffalo.
Yeah, I like that script. I think we would all sign up and sign off on that Absolutely. Script for this 2025 season. Fred, can you remember a specific game or period of time when you truly felt a special connection, a deeper connection between the Buffalo Bills and the Bills Mafia?
I mean, I think everybody knows where I'm going with this. We lost to those freaking Patriots the entire time we was here. So that obviously the game where we beat them, mm-hmm. you know, in the stadium, I just remember how crazy it was for like 45 minutes after the game ended. You know, I'm still out there. I just remember Fitz had 47 kids of his running out on the field. You know, I have my four kids out running on the field, and I look up, and it's still 50,000 people in the stands celebrating with us. And that, to me, just epitomized what, you know, Bills Mafia is. I talk to people all the time, and they say, what's different about Buffalo? I was like, well, you see the snow, you know, that's up here. And then you tell, you know, the fan base, hey, come help us get the stadium cleaned out. And they show up in droves, you know, and I'll call a spade. We weren't very good when I played. You know, I tried to, you know, give us something to be excited about, but the fans still showed up. You know, it's late December. We have nothing to play for, and we still have a stadium full of fans out there supporting us. You know, and that's one of the reasons I played so hard, because I was like, I mean, these guys are still showing up to support us, so I want to give them something to be, you know, excited to see when they come out here. But, yeah, I mean, to go off on that tangent, it was easily when we beat New England after losing to those guys for, like, you know, 10 straight years. And the way the fan base reacted to that and, you know, being out there with my teammates celebrating that, you as well. You know yeah. how I was. I mean, yeah. I remember jumping on your back like, we finally got this done.
Yeah. And,
you know, so that to me is easily the best memory that I had in the stadium.
I agree. That 2011 season, the season of what could have been, mm-hmm. but it's okay. It's okay. Thurman, how does today's team compare to those 90s teams that you played on? And what was special about your team? What was maybe unique about this 2025 group compared to you guys?
Well, I think, you know, what was unique about us is one of the things that helped us throughout our years was that, you know, our strength and conditioning coach at that time was Rusty Jones. And Rusty was way ahead of his time as far as doing all these different type of training and whatever. And I think the key to us was that we hardly ever got anybody hurt. I think that was the key for those 4 years. I think Bruce was hurt 1 year back in 91. But besides that, you know, and, you know, obviously with the comeback, Jim wasn't there. Frank Wright was out there. But really, our core players stayed healthy for those 4 years. And it's only 22 guys that played in all four Super Bowls. And wow. That, yeah, it's only 22, and you'd think it would be more. But you know what? We went through times where we had to change players and guys left or whatever. But I just think, you know, we were just so in love with each other and what we were doing and how we were trying to accomplish it. And I think this team is obviously is done in a different way. Josh is, I mean, I can't even really think of the words to even talk about this young kid anymore. Well, he's not young, he's 29 now. Mm-hmm. And but this team is built like, the one thing I do know, they love each other. Mm-hmm. And Josh always says that. And all these guys, you can tell, they have fun together. They really do have fun together. They don't hang out as much as we did because of social media. But they hang together. They find ways to be together. So being together is probably the one thing that I would say about our team and this team. They like hanging around each other. They like going over to see Sean McDermott. I love going over to see Marv Levy and everybody in the organization. I mean, Josh and these players probably know everybody in the organization, just like we did. So it's a love affair between the organization, the city, the community, and everybody. So, yeah, this team has been unbelievable. It's been fun to watch the last 8 years and continue to grow and continue to do great things.
Yeah, and it's been fun to see them build this culture, and winning helps.
Right.
Winning helps bring positive vibes within the building. It's easy to love on everyone when you're winning week in and week out, but even the culture when I was in Buffalo was a tight-knit group. It's a town where you can travel around easily. We can get to each other's houses that aren't an hour away or fighting traffic, so we get to spend more time here. And I hear it from guys that come in free agency all the time. They say, man, this is different. We actually get together on a Monday night and watch Monday Night Football and play cards. I didn't have this when I was in this other city. And on that note, Fred, people get the opportunity in this town to run into Bills players. I grew up in Cincinnati, and I never met a Bengals player my whole life. And I feel like you'll just see me and my wife at Wegmans or whatever it may be. You'll see me at M&T Bank. Sorry. Fred, was there a time when you met a fan out in public that really stuck out to you?
Oh, man. I would say every time I'm out in public. And I think that's one of the special relationships that, you know, this team and the community has is, you know, guys aren't running and hiding. You know, we go out, like you said, we go out. We're in M&T Banks, you know, seeing people. We go out to buy our own groceries. You know, we go to the malls, you know, things like that. So I do remember one time I was out with Marshawn, and we were playing games at Dave and Buster's. Yeah. We go out, we play games at Dave and Buster's. That's what we do, you know. And it just turned into a heated, we'll say, two-on-two session of basketball where whatever fan walked up to us and wanted to challenge us, we played basketball against them. So, and that's the different things that you get, you know, in Buffalo. You don't get that everywhere else. And I think that's why this community and this team, you know, is so close-knit, is because guys aren't like that everywhere you go. You know, we're not going to talk about it, but we'll talk about it. I went out to Seattle, and I absolutely hated it, you know. You know, it's large market. You don't really see anybody. I was like, man, what are we doing? Like, this is, like, I don't know. This is unfamiliar with me. You know, I walk to the mall and I come back and I talk to Richard Sherman and he was like, you went to the mall? And I was like, yeah, man, it's a mall. Why don't we just go to the mall? And he's like, man, I have all my stuff. And see, and that's just the difference. And I'm like, man, I go out. I want to see the people who come support us. I want to let them know that I appreciate them, you know, showing up. So, I mean, I think that was the number one thing I took away. And that's why anytime, like Thurman said, I get a phone call to come be a part of an event like this, you know, just let me know when and where and I'm there. Because, like I said, that's the relationship with this community that we want to keep, you know, flourishing. And there's no doubt in my mind that it will.
Yeah. Last one for me. Thurman, you were a part of 4 Super Bowl teams in the 90s. What would it mean to this team and city if the Bills brought a Super Bowl title to Buffalo?
Mayhem. Mayhem. Outside of Buffalo, I tell people, I'm like, and you see all these parades of these teams having their, well, I said, guys, you haven't seen a parade yet. You have not seen a parade yet. I mean, there's people my age and older and younger that have been through all of this that are waiting to explode. I said, we were in New Orleans for the Kansas City, Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl. Not a soul in the street, both teams. Even Saturday, you didn't hardly see any Chiefs fans or Philly fans. I said, boy, this would have been perfect. I'm like, Bills Mafia would have tore this town up. And wherever that may be, Bills Mafia will tear that town up, regroup, come here, tear this town up, and I'm telling you, because I have a 23-year-old son at home, and he went through all the years, you know? And a 28-year-old went through all the years, and they are, we call him Game Day Therm. That's his nickname for every Sunday. So the town, the family, everybody's ready to explode. And I just can't wait. I don't know if it's going to be, let me see, where's next year? Santa Clara in San Francisco? We can tear that up.
Yeah.
Yeah. We might cause an earthquake, but we can tear it up. But in the year after that, I do think within these next 2 years, people will be very, very happy here in Buffalo.
Maybe God realized that the Bills Mafia couldn't handle Bourbon Street, but we can certainly handle Napa Valley. Like, we can handle that. So just add that to the script. We'll call it what it is. Real quick, Sean McDermott asked the guys to speak in front of the team and talk about, you know, why you play as hard as you do or who do you play for. And at the end of mine, heading into my last season, I showed up. A YouTube video of the Chicago Cubs breaking their long drought, winning the World Series, and they had that epic celebration at the park, and the guys have their shirts off, and they're playing guitar, and I said, it'll be this times 20. Yeah. Like, you got, that's your vision heading into the season. It's this times 20. And we did break the drought that year. We didn't get the Super Bowl, but we did break the drought that year. All right, we have time for a couple of questions from the audience. Do we have any volunteers?
Hey guys, Phil, M&T Bank. I wanted to start out, Fred, that your memory when Drayton Florence got that pick six in the fourth quarter, loudest we've ever heard the stadium in Buffalo. So great, absolutely, great memory, yeah. Mm-hmm. Patriots 2011. And then the question for Thurman here, just to tie in community, two parts. So first, you know, throughout your playing career and now with the Legends community, you've done a lot for the Western New York community. Why is giving back so important to you?
Because I didn't have a lot growing up. But when I got to like a certain age, like in college, I started getting into the programs where people would start giving back, going to the, like, I was an honorary captain for the Special Olympics for 4 years at Oklahoma State, you know, and that kind of just like, you know what? It's all about community, Stillwater, Oklahoma. My wife is from here. She know where to go. She know the people here in the town. Like I said, I spent 29 of my 59 years here, and I absolutely love the people. It's like Fred said, you know, I go out and I get double takes all the time because they don't think it's me. They don't think it's me, and I'm just out at work, at Wegmans or at M&T Bank, you know, when I got to get some cash. I love this community. I mean, three of my four kids are born here. We all live here. It's the best community in the world. And like I said, I love it that I can actually walk around.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you won't find a bigger Sabres fan.
Right, yeah. Well, it's been tough, but yeah, I'm still a fan. Yeah.
So, I mean, your love for the community is awesome. I want to flip it, too, to say how important you are to the community. So, like any good Buffalo family, we get together like 20 deep to watch Bills games. So, my father-in-law's birthday is in September, and this year we said, what do you want? He wanted a Bills jersey. We said, you could pick any player you want. And, you know, we all thought he was going to pick QB1, Josh Allen, get the jersey ready. He said, it's got to be Thurman, baby. And in a covert operation, Sunday night, my mother-in-law stole this from the closet, and I wanted to know if you'd sign it for my father-in-law.
Absolutely.
Because you mean so much to him.
Absolutely. So this is what we do now, myself and Jim. If we're out and if we see anybody wearing 12 or 34, for me it'll be 34, you will get that jersey signed because it's the only thing that we have left because everybody has 17. So when we see a 34, we get excited. And we will run that person down and sign the jersey.
And when you're an offensive lineman, you don't see your jersey out that often. So when I see one in the stands, I'm like pointing them out. Let's go. Thank you.
I do have to say something. When I first got here, Thurman was a grouch. Like, I would do things with him, and I'm like, I think he bit a kid at one of the things. And it's awesome to see this side of Thurman, just so y'all know.
I still have the other side, though. It just don't come out as much. Yeah.
His kids are grown now. They're not driving him down.
That's exactly what it is. Thank
you. All right, you're welcome.
Other questions?
Hi, Lisa Chelia. As we come upon this new season to say goodbye to this old stadium, what is your very favorite memory, whether it was a game, a moment? What makes the stadium unique, being one of the oldest in the league? For both of you. All of you.
Man, there's two. Right, this is a whole bunch for me. One would be the comeback. But the first one, yeah. I would probably put that in the middle, and the first one would be beating the Raiders to go to the first Super Bowl. So then you lose the next two Super Bowls. You think you're never getting there again, and you get home field advantage the last time, and you're playing against Marcus Allen and Joe Montana across the field. And so we win that game. And so that kind of, with the first, the comeback and that, to end it that, because obviously we didn't go to another Super Bowl after that, but to see kind of the excitement that was there beating Kansas City and going to the fourth, it wasn't 80,000 like it was against the Raiders, but it was a nice crowd, a loud crowd that gave Kansas City problems. So, you know, those are my three. You know, the only thing that I kind of nudging Sean McDermott about is that, you know, that I won't be able to play in a new stadium. Can I get a shot? Just one play? You know, I mean, because there's only going to be a handful of guys that can say they played in that stadium and the new stadium, right? So I'm like, you know, I mean, can we get a flag football game, Pete, or something? I just need one play or something. It can be preseason, whatever. So, but those are my memories, yeah.
You might get broken.
I'll take it.
I want that phone call too, Pete. I mean,
I
want to be with them. Oh, man, I don't have the Super Bowls and all that to get to, but I think, you know, being a kid that went to a small college and coming from Cole, obviously, Marv Levy, legend, but just walking out the tunnel for the first time, you know, that was the dream of, you know, all of us growing up, and to be able to do that, that was, you know, special to me. And the other one was my last game in Buffalo, actually, before I was released. My son actually shared the field with me at halftime. So those two memories are pretty special to me. And seeing him, I got a picture of, you know, me standing on the sideline, watching him in the stadium that I played on, was pretty special to me. So, you know, I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and to follow up on the uniqueness of it, I'm assuming this won't be the way in the new stadium, but one of the most unique things about Old High Mark is that both teams use the same tunnel, which can lead to some issues when you're going at it. You have a two-minute drive right before the half, and you get in the heated argument, fight with somebody, and then you walk up the same tunnel. Most are separate in the league. So, Pete, do we have confirmation to be two separate tunnels? Two separate tunnels. I remember getting in an argument with Rex Ryan in the tunnel in late December, and then him being our head coach 2 weeks later. We had some fun with that one. Other questions?
Oh, don't be shy.
You guys are so shy.
Let's see the throw.
No.
So this is not really a question, it's just a thank you on behalf of the other nonprofit organizations that are here and supported by M&T Bank and that are typically supported by a lot of the Bills players. Thurman, I know you've done a lot of work with our organization in the past with mental health advocates, with you know, just a number of different organizations. We don't see you guys at Wegmans or at M&T Bank. We see you at our organizations working with the families from the community that we serve. Thank you. And if you brought a win home for us all next year, even better.
Yeah, it's always an honor for us to be able to participate in the community. I feel like the Bills have done an incredible job over the years of getting us involved as rookies. You learn from the veteran guys. I remember seeing Fred win the Bills Walter Payton Man of the Year Award the 1 year. It inspired me to work extra hard because I wanted to be recognized in the same way that Fred was and Brian Scott and others that were leaders on the team. So that tradition is carried on. This current group's doing the same, and these legends and the guys from the 90s teams are still involved. So it's an honor for us to be able to serve this community. Someone told me earlier in my career that don't take yourself too serious. We play a game with a ball for a living. We don't defend this country. We don't save lives. Now, yes, the entertainment we bring, what we do, yes, brings value to this community. But don't take yourself too serious. And if you can give back in different types of way, do it. So it's an honor for us to do it. And thank you. Thank you for saying
that. I did want to say one thing about the mental health because, you know, as a former football player, you know, you don't know about these things. And we were brought to light by my daughter then, who was 18 years old. My wife was at home. I was out of town. School called. She hadn't been there all morning. We couldn't find her. And so we've been a big advocate for mental health. I mean, it's something that don't take lightly. We really support that system, but we support every, but that one right there was really kind of the stepping stone of really me getting back out there into the community, you know? So thank you so much, yeah, for saying that, yeah.
My last question, Fred, did you submit that picture of me? You guys got the flag, the card. You got me fresh.
Look, man. You're the leader, dog.
You know how many times I said, have you raised the green flag in my career, man?
Yeah. All right, I'm going to give some closing remarks. So first off, I want to thank Eric Feldstein, Pete Guelli, Thurman Thomas, and Fred Jackson. What an awesome way to celebrate the extension of this long-standing partnership, 40 years down and many more to go. Just think of where these two outstanding organizations, M&T Bank and the Buffalo Bills, will be years from now. I'm sure they'll both keep making Buffalo proud. In the words of our MVP, Josh Allen, be good, do good, God bless, and go Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.